Middle East and Africa.
Mozambique. The Wages of Truth. Two opposition figures are murdered days before a dodgy election result.
He feared he was a marked man. In April, Elvino Diaz wrote on Facebook that death squads were plotting to kill him. But as a lawyer for an opposition leader in an election year, he felt it was his duty to speak out. In a country as upside down as ours, truth and justice have their price, he wrote, and the biggest price is the death of the one who says it. Those words echoed like bullets on October 19th, when Mr. Diaz was shot dead in his car in Maputo, the capital of Mozambique. Paulo Guambu, an opposition party official, was killed in the seat beside him. Police have not found the gunman. But the timing of the murders suggests a motive. Mr. Diaz was preparing a legal challenge to the outcome of this month's general election. His client, the independent candidate, Venancio Mondlane, has pointed the finger at state security forces and called on his supporters to paralyze the country. State officials have warned against spreading disinformation. The results of the vote were due to be announced on October 24th. To nobody's surprise, preliminary figures showed a big majority for Frelimo, the ruling party, and Daniel Chapo, its presidential candidate. Podemos, a new party which backs Mr. Mondlane, was placed a distant second. The traditional opposition, Renamo, had slumped to third. It once fought a civil war against Frelimo, but the old foes have learned to get along. Few think the numbers are credible. In some provinces, the Electoral Commission registered more voters than there are adults. An EU observer mission found that results from some polling districts were altered. Frelimo, which has ruled Mozambique since independence in 1975, has used state resources to tilt the playing field ever since it first allowed elections in 1994. Edson Cortez of Mais Integridade, a civil society coalition, says the party has chosen to get better at fraud rather than improve its running of the country. Mozambique's economy grew quickly for two decades after the civil war ended in 1992. But Mozambicans are poorer today than they were in 2016, when more than $1 billion of secret state-backed borrowing was exposed. The scandal sank the economy and convulsed politics. Investigations reveal that officials had pocketed millions of dollars in bribes, leading to court cases on three continents. Politicians and their cronies are involved in businesses of varying legality, from cement production to the heroin trade. Their economic stranglehold has fueled resentment in the north, where a jihadist insurgency has thrown a huge natural gas project into limbo. The government was relying on gas revenues to pull the country out of its funk. That sorry record compounds the frustrations of young people who struggle to find decent work. They want change and will follow anyone who promises it. Right now, that is Mr. Mondlane, a charismatic engineer with a knack for social media. What he brings is the idea of freedom, says Shikanekis Omate, a Podemos party organizer. What he is doing is historic. Opposition leaders in Africa's authoritarian states know that the real battle begins after polling day. Mr. Mondlane has a familiar menu of options. Protests have already erupted, and he is calling for more after the result is announced. But street activism is hard to sustain in a country where many people live hand to mouth, and the state has no qualms about shooting them. The opposition will probably mount a court challenge too. The murders of Messrs. Diaz and Guambe do not augur well for success. Assassinations have been a recurring motif of Frelimo rule. Carlos Cardoso, a journalist, was shot dead in 2000 after investigating corruption. In 2019, an activist named Anastasio Matavel was killed after training election observers. Mr. Chapo has condemned the latest killings and says that he will fight corruption when, as seems likely, he takes office in January. But he is a relative unknown, beholden to party factions who have little interest in genuine change. On the streets, young Mozambicans have had enough of empty promises.